Good evening, everybody. It's great to be here on the call. It's probably my second last call ever for the 112-day challenge. I know that tonight I'm all by myself, and I think maybe even next week I'll be on all by myself. And then Phyllis and I will finish off the 112-day challenge for good on the 30th of October. So it's all coming to a close, all coming to an end, and of course there's got to be lots of questions that you've all got regarding where do you go to from here? What are you going to do? How are you going to get all this food stuff sorted out? How are you going to, you know, stay focused, stay on track? What happens if you put a few on? You know, what are you supposed to do after that? What happens if you lose your mojo? What happens if you lose your motivation? If you lose your inspiration, what are you supposed to do? How do you get back on track? And so I'm going to ask you all to fire through questions about that tonight, because I think it's really important to consider that there will be ups and downs. There will be challenges. There's going to be times when you're feeling amazing. There's going to be times when you're feeling a little bit stink. And it's good for you to, you know, I suppose, be aware that this could happen and then prepare yourself for it. So let's get into that. Let's have a really good chat about the things that you can do to stay well long term. And then, you know, if the conversation goes nowhere, then let's try and throw in there some bits and pieces about nutrition, because, of course, there's lots of things going on. And most of you have been listening to the Wellness Guys, which is good. So you would have heard a lot of our paleo take. You would have heard a lot of information about paleo. You would have heard a lot of information just recently about blood type, because that's what a lot of what you guys have been doing has been based on. I've been using blood type for 16 years, so always using primal approaches to healthy eating, but then making it a bit more blood type specific. And then, of course, understanding more about your health and your blood analysis, so your cholesterol and your liver function and all those sorts of things, helped me understand and decide on what body type I'd actually given you. So I used blood type as part of what I was going to do for you. Some of you didn't supply your blood type, so I didn't have that information to be able to make a judgment as to what sort of body type you'd be, so I had to use other information to decide on your body type. But blood typing is a particular technique that I use to determine what's the most appropriate sort of foods that you should be eating for the long term, not just the short term. So, you know, keep that in mind. In fact, you might want to read Dr. Peter D'Adamo's book, because they really help you. Johnny and Julia there, which is great. Great to have you here. And Wendy Adams, you're there. I can see that, which is wonderful. Welcome aboard. I'm not sure how many other people got on the call tonight. It might be a quiet one, because I don't know how many people are actually doing it through October. I know that we opened it up for everybody, but it depends on where everybody is as to whether or not they're going to continue to keep on powering through, keep on trucking along. So please ask me some questions, and let's see where we go to from there. Now, I had a really great chat with Wendy the other day. We talked about all kinds of different things regarding pathology and well-being and digestion and all those sorts of things. And one of the things that I can do is outside of what your requirements are for the 112-day challenge. If you need a review, then we can do reviews down the track. We can do one-on-one Skype consultations if that's what you'd like. And, of course, they're not included in the 112-day challenge. And, obviously, as the 112-day challenge comes to an end, you know, I won't be doing any more of these chats. But if you'd like to have a follow-up, then I'll be more than happy to do that. Now, look, some people do struggle. You know, they'll lose their weight. Julie and Johnny, you guys have lost a truckload of weight. It's all very exciting. And there'll be a heap of people around you going, oh, don't lose too much weight. You know, if you lose too much weight, you'll get too skinny. And you know, there'll be people saying, oh, you know, if you lose too much weight, your skin can get really saggy. And if you lose too much weight, you can look gaunt, drawn out in the face, all this sort of stuff. And while some of these people mean well, they're what we call detractors. G'day, Donna. Nice to have you on here. And when you've got detractors, the detractors can take you off course, and you can start to believe some of the rhetoric, and you can believe some of the what I like to call cacophony, which is speaking the proverbial. And when you start to believe the cacophony, you can actually talk yourself into making bad decisions. So I'd really encourage you to be certain about where you want to be, how you want to get there, and then decide on your tolerance limits. Work on what's going to happen if you go to a couple of parties. If you go to a party and you eat the wrong food or you drink the wrong drink, and you have a result that's not the result you were hoping for or looking for or expecting, then then consider the ways in which you're going to get back on track. So, Julie and Johnny, you need to hold each other accountable. Wendy, you need to have your partner hold you accountable. Donna, you need to have your partner hold you accountable. Now, Donna, I know how good you have done and how good your body's been and all the amazing results you've had. It would be great for you to share it on the call tonight, if you like. Just tell us what you've been able to achieve, what you've managed to keep off, and if you've had any hard times. And if you've had hard times, what have you done to actually get back on track? Because, Donna, you've been with us for some time now. It would be good to know your story so that we can actually share it with anybody else who's listening to this call. And of course, obviously there will be some people that turn up to the call live, and there'll be others that listen to it later on. So please feel free to contribute. It'd be great to have you on here. So set your tolerance limit, work out what you're going to do. Now, some people like to do the 112-day challenge detox, and before the website goes down, I'd encourage everybody on the call tonight to download the 112-day challenge detox so that you've actually got it there with you. It's actually part of your computer, and if at any stage you feel like a spring clean or a bit of a refresher, then you should do the detox. The other one to do is the 21 Days to Change program, and that's a rapid fat loss system. It uses ketosis, and it gets you into a rapid fat burning process. And for many people, if they hit a plateau, it's a great way to break that plateau. It really sorts things out. It gets things really moving. You can burn, you know, somewhere between really 3 and 7 kilos in just 3 weeks. And that's enormous amounts for many people. Now, Julie and Johnny, I know that you guys have already smashed that, and Wendy, you've already done great in the past. But if you are stuck, it's important to remember that food is 80% of the equation and exercise is 20%. And I'm being generous there because it's probably more like food is 90% and exercise is 10%. The exercise keeps your blood pumping, keeps your muscles going, keeps your heart going, keeps your oxygen flow excellent, keeps your brain cranking, keeps you intelligent. But it's your food that delivers all the information. So if you don't have the information coming in from your food, and if the information is poor quality information, then you're going to make bad decisions. You could be potentially the smartest kid in a really bad school and end up with a really bad mark at the end of the year. But if you're the smartest kid in a really good school, you'll get amazing marks at the end of the year. So the same deal here is if you're eating bad food but you're really fit, you're having a bad result. If you're really fit and you're eating great food, then you get an unbelievable result. So it's really important to keep that in mind, that food is way more important than the exercise. However, you've got to do both. It's really important. So Wendy says, I use the 112-day challenge detox and a 21-day plan to refresh and restart myself when I fall off the wagon. Bang. There you go, Wendy. So you know exactly what to do, and that's exactly what I recommend for anybody to do, is use the 112-day challenge detox. Then as soon as you finish the detox, bang, straight into the 21-day plan, smash out a few kilos and get it going. The 112-day challenge detox generally doesn't allow you to lose body fat because it's relatively high calorie. But when you get on the 21-day challenge or the 21-day plan, you will smash fat like there's no tomorrow. Whether you've got A-type blood, O-type blood, B-type blood, or AB blood, you'll just smash it. If you've got any of the body types, 1, 2, 3, or 4, you'll smash your body fat with the 21-day plan. So it's good. Oh, excuse me, Yordi, I've had a pretty long day. Sorry about that. And plus, no one's talking to me, so it's very difficult to keep on talking to a computer when no one's talking to me. I'd love it if people like Wendy, Donnie, you're there, I know, and Julie and Johnny, if you actually got involved in the chat, that'd be great. It'd be really, really good. I can't see whether or not you guys are having a chat on the chat room login thing because for whatever reason, I can't get into it. But never mind. Now, the other thing is to, from time to time, reassess your motivation and to reassess your inspiration. So what inspires you to stay well? That's important. And then what's going to motivate you to get to the next step? So your inspiration should always be unwavering, and your motivation should be the next step. So that's really important. Now, I just noticed that Phyllis has called this essential supplementation. So that means that I'm supposed to be talking about supplements tonight. So maybe we'll talk about supplements and what's crucial, what's essential, and what you all should be doing to enhance your well-being, et cetera, et cetera. So I think what's really important is if you're going to eat organic food, and you're eating organic food most of the time, you probably need to understand that you don't need as many supplements. That's important. If you're not able to get access to organic food most of the time, then you need at least a multivitamin or multivitamin multimineral. And the one that I always recommend for the girls is Femme Essentials, and for the guys, Male Essentials. They're both from Metagenix. So I always recommend that. And you do need to consider that, you know, it is important to continue to have those sorts of nutrients coming into your body where there may be deficiencies because you're not having organic produce, or your produce may not be as fresh as what it should be. So please make sure you're at least doing that. The other thing that I think is really important is to eat a lot of fish. And if you're not eating a lot of fish, you still need to get your omega-3 fatty acids. And if you're not getting all your omega-3 fatty acids, then you're going to drive inflammation because your omega-6 fatty acids, which come from a lot of your nuts and your seeds and also from many of your grains, can tend to drive inflammatory processes in the body. So your omega-3 fatty acids drive down inflammation and actually decrease the risk of heart disease and heart attack and stroke and all those sorts of arthritis, diabetes. So it is a really good thing to do to actually eat plenty of fish. Now, if you're not going to do your fish, then take fish oil supplements. Many people go, oh, I can't eat fish. I don't like the flavor. Oh, I live a long way away from the ocean. I can't get the fresh stuff. Now, if that is the case, then so be it. But you've got to have your fish oil because if you don't keep your omega-3s up, it's not going to be good for you. Now, flaxseed oil doesn't cut the mustard, and neither does chia seed oil. Chia is good for you and good for your guts. It's good oils. No problems about that. But chia, walnut, flax don't have the essential omega-3 fatty acids that your body requires in order to decrease the inflammatory process. So they're not the same. Oils ain't oils. You can't rely on something that's rich in omega-3 fatty acids that's not fish to get that inflammation down. So you've got to have your omega-3 fats from fish, not from plants. It's not bad if you do it from plants, but it's not as beneficial as if you did do it from fish. So please do that. Now, some people actually struggle a little bit from the point of view of energy, and there's a number of different things that you can measure with energy. If you're tired around 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, then often that's your adrenal glands, and that can coincide with a couple of things. If it coincides with fatigue after food, so some people get tired after food and at 3:30, 4 o'clock, then you're usually a magnesium deficient. And I tend to find that people also get muscle cramps when that sort of stuff's going on. So this is an important call tonight because we're talking about some stuff that these are the inside clues. These are the nuts and bolts that many people don't know and you need to see a practitioner for. So this could be a recording that you might want to play back at some stage because this is good stuff. The fatigue that you might get when you wake up tired in the morning and you go to bed exhausted, but you wake up tired, that fatigue is absolute adrenal fatigue, and that's B vitamin deficiency. That's important to keep in mind. The other fatigue that some people get is fatigue after exercise. It gets the shortness of breath, hyperventilation. Some people feel like their heart just takes forever to get under control. Even though they've been exercising, they should have relatively good cardiovascular exercise or good cardiovascular control or fitness. That fatigue is often brought about by mitochondrial deficiency, so inability of the mitochondria to get access to ATP or energy, and in which case I'd suggest that you use coenzyme Q10. So CoQ10 or BioQ150 from Metagenix is what I'd suggest that you take if you've got that fatigue that follows exercise with rapid heart beating, rapid pulse, inability to recover quickly. If you've got leg cramps and you've got fatigue after food, then that's magnesium, so I recommend Fibroflex Plus there. And then if you've got issues with fatigue all the way through the day, then you're using B vitamins. And that's Meta-B, so you take one or two of those a day. And that would work really, really well. Wendy says, a few weeks ago I asked about coconut water kombucha. Are they okay to have in a wheat loss phase, or should I avoid them for now? No, go for gold. You can have coconut water, that's fine. And kombucha, no worries. I heard the other day that in New Zealand it's becoming big, kombucha. And kombucha is a mushroom that you grow in a bucket in your fridge. And for those of you who don't know, you slice up a little bit and you drink it. And you can you can grow it. You can actually give it to people, and they can actually grow off your mushroom in their little container in their fridge as well. So it's highly nutritious, very, very good for the body. And if you're into it, Wendy, go for gold. Coconut water, kombucha, no problems. You make a tea out of it. Julie and Johnny, we finished a 112-day challenge last week and are both determined to focus to carry on our journey. We just feel so fit and healthy. Congratulations, you two. Keep your motivation up. Keep your inspiration up. Make sure you hold each other accountable all the time. Really important. It's great for your relationship as well. Donna Ryder, thanks for asking about how I'm going, Damien. I've done really well keeping the weight off with only a couple of kilos fluctuation. And that includes having a hip operation. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I realized that. Good on you, Donna. So I'm quite happy with that. I've struggled with the last 10 kgs, though I find it hard to up my exercise intensity. You don't have to worry about that, Donna. Now, I know how fit you are. But you don't need to increase your exercise intensity to get the last 10 off. In fact, it's probably a matter of doing your 112-day challenge cleanse, your detox, or just kicking in to do a 21-day challenge. And maybe do your 21-day challenge twice in a row, and that should get you 10 kilos off. Or if it doesn't, there might only be 1 or 2 kilos left. And that could be where you just gotta stick it out and just wait it out, and maybe your exercise will get the rest of that off. But, you know, don't beat yourself up over it. Food-wise, I do stick with the program pretty well, but I could get stricter. There you go. But like anything you do for a while, you get comfortable, so perhaps that's your challenge. Yeah, there you go. So you might need to just mix it up, do your detox, and then do your 21 days. One real challenge for me recently was I got a really bad dose of the flu a few weeks ago, and it was really odd because instead of losing my appetite, I had really bad cravings of food. I never knew what to eat. Things like a potato chip or anything with sugar. Any ideas on this? We're still having the sugar craving, so I'd like to get rid of that. That's vitamin C deficiency. Crank that. Get stuck into vitamin C and zinc. A product called MetaZinc and C that can really help out. But if you really run down, and, you know, even my practice manager had this recently. She got a bit, you know, run down, and then when she relaxed, she got stuck into all the fatty foods and all that sort of stuff, and the chocolate and the chips and the cakes and the biscuits and all that sort of stuff. And it doesn't make you feel good, but many of us do that. When I get a cold or when I'm getting a cold, I crave chocolate. So if I'm craving chocolate, I go, ooh, far out. That means I'm getting a cold. And that's my warning sign. So it's often just a signal that your body's run down. You need to get the vitamin C and the zinc into you, and it really does help. So hopefully this is really helping you guys out. So Julie and Johnny, are we meant to do another blood test at the end of the challenge to compare? You're not meant to, Julie and Johnny, but I recommend it. It's good too. It's not part of your challenge program, but look, there's not many people on the challenge at the moment. And if you'd like to, guys, if you just contact Phyllis, I'd be happy to go through that with you just really quickly. Just have a bit of a quick chat, she can sort that out for you. Wendy says, "Yay, I love coconut water after I go for a run, and the raspberry fireplace is delicious and really helping." There you go, bang, easy, isn't it? You know, you can just do some really simple stuff like that. So for me, on a daily basis, really all I take is a multivitamin and fish oil. That's all I do. Oh, look, I also take a ginger supplement, but you can't get that in New Zealand. This ginger supplement's really good for helping you digest just protein, and I find that's, you know, nice and nourishing. I find that hugely beneficial. So if you want, you know, if you want more information about that ginger product, then you can go to biohawk.com.au. Have a look at the ginger stuff. If you call them, you might be able to get them to send over the frozen liquid stuff if you call them. But if you try and order it online, they won't do it. But I have the ginger stuff every day. It's really, really good. I do also have a magnesium supplement, and I take that from time to time. I don't take it every day. The other thing I have is coenzyme Q10. I don't take that all the time. I have it from time to time as well. So I usually take coenzyme Q10 when I'm in stress. I've got lots of stress or anxieties or, you know, things. I'm under the pump, and I'll take a few extras of that. You know that really tight chest that you can feel when you're really stressed out? I find that CoQ10 really helps with that, and the one that I take is BioQ150. I find it really, really beneficial. Donna says, "Hey, thanks, Damien. That's great. Yeah, tall cartilage in my right hip and hand that I operated on. Have tears in the left, but not bad enough to operate. What's your opinion of glucosamine for joints, and is it necessary?" Donna, I'm going to tell you this. Pretty much now that you've had surgery on your hips and you've had tears in your hips, given that you've got that sort of damage to your hips, if you don't take glucosamine, you can pretty much guarantee a hip replacement at some stage in your life. That's the unfortunate news. So make sure you're taking some kind of glucose. I mean, the one that I love, the one that I absolutely love, is called Arthrex. It's a powder. It's not the most beautiful tasting thing, but I love it in terms of its effect. It works really, really well. It's got glucosamine and chondroitin. You get it from Innovative Therapies. Just one sec, guys. I'm back. Sorry about that. Arthrex, Innovative Therapies. You get it through Metagenics. Same again. And it's really good. It's really, really good stuff. Really good stuff. Hey, I'm going to be in New Zealand. When is New Zealand? It's coming up. I'm going to be in New Zealand speaking for Metagenics, actually. So if anybody would like to meet up for a coffee, I'll be in Auckland. And if you're in Auckland, then give us a yell. Wendy, are you there? I'm not sure where you are, Julie and Johnny. Where about you guys? Donny, I know you're in Wellington, so it's hard for us to catch up, but I will be in Auckland, and if anyone wants to catch up, tea or coffee, let's do it. It'd be nice. Be good. I know that Karen Lord will be there. Be good to catch up with Karen and a few others, so feel free to do that. Feel free. But Arthrex, that's the go there, Donna, for your hips. Take a couple of doses a day, morning and night, and do it, obviously. I don't know. I just make it part of your routine, make it part of what you do. If you don't like taking powders, then the next best thing would be a liquid. And the one that I use there is liquid bovine tracheal cartilage. It's called Cartrin. Again, it's Metagenics. It's just ground down tracheal cartilage or cartilage from a cow. And you drink it. Sound awesome. It's not too bad to take. It's not disgusting. But it's hugely beneficial for the body. Unbelievable. Unbelievable for the body. Really, really good. I'd encourage you to go there if you want to go hardcore. And I know, Donnie, you're reasonably hardcore, so you might find that somewhat beneficial for you. All right. Other supplements. Now, there's other supplements that are recommended for you in your health report. So when I put together your health report, and if you don't mind, just let me know. Just say yes or no. I'll do a review of you three. So it appears that it's only Donna and Wendy and Johnny and Julie. So four of you. I'll do a quick review now of your supplements and just see what's on there. I know that Wendy, you and I did that only a week or so ago, so we don't need to do that again, unless you want me to go through that. But if Donna and Johnny and Julie, if you want me to go through your supplements right now, more than happy to do that. You're all here right now. No one else has said hello to me, despite there being more people on the call than just you guys. I can see the numbers here. Just let me know if you want me to go through your nutrition information, because I'll get onto it. We are from Balclutha, the bottom of the South Island, a bit far away for us, Julie. Yeah. That is a long way away. But you guys get something called Swede, and I didn't even know what Swede was. That's amazing. And I think it tastes disgusting, to be honest with you. But if you like it, it seems nutritionally beneficial. I encourage you to have that if you like that. Donna says, Damien, you're a genius. Whatever are we going to do without you when you're in Auckland? Oh, thanks, Donna. When am I in Auckland? Let me just double-check that. I know it's in November. And it is... Maybe it's, there it is. It's Sunday the 4th and Monday the 5th. So I'll be in Auckland, you know, probably Monday the 5th is the day that I'm going to be able to catch up with people. I'll try and get that all organised so I can catch up with a bunch of people. Don, I'm not a genius. I just love what I do, and I just love it. I think it's great. So, and I love to share it too. So Wendy, cool. I'm on the road a bit for MasterChef over the next few weeks, so coffee catch-up would be great. Yep, great to catch you, Wendy. Julie and Johnny, let's have a look at that. Donna, yeah, let's have a look at that. All right, let me just pull up your things here. Julie. You know what? Julie and Johnny. Johnny. What's his surname, Julian Johnny? Because I don't know whether I've got on here. PDF. Julian Johnny. What's your surname, guys? How weird, how rude. I'm so, oh, here's Johnny Bennett. Johnny Bennett. And Julie Bennett, there we go. All right, Johnny, I told you, right, at the time when we first caught up, that you need to take fish oil, male essentials, vitamin D. Oh, you know what? I haven't even spoken about vitamin D for everybody. That's so important. It's so important. Vitamin D, if you've ever been overweight or you're still overweight, you need more vitamin D than everybody else. If you don't have enough vitamin D, you're going to increase your risk of different types of cancers. It's really bad if you don't have enough vitamin D, so I can't stress that enough. If you've been taking your vitamin D, I know in New Zealand it's impossible to get your vitamin D levels checked because for whatever reason, the GPs aren't into health in New Zealand. They're into disease management, so they don't test your vitamin D levels. But you need to take your vitamin D, and there's no issue. That's the other thing I do take every day. There's no issue with taking vitamin D non-stop, all the time, every day. Just keep doing it. It's not definitely not an issue. So please take vitamin D. Now, Johnny, I told you to take PhytoPro. Now, that was because your liver was playing up with a whole lot of stuff there going on your liver, bits and pieces. So I told you to take that. It may be that in getting another blood test done, another review of your bloods, that you don't need to take PhytoPro anymore. So that'll be interesting to see. The other thing I mentioned that you needed to do there was you had to take Megafol or folic acid, and that was to help you with uric acid removal, and that was because your uric acid levels were high. And people with high levels of uric acid can often get gout, and gout's a degenerative joint disease. And if you've got that, then, you know, you should continue to take folic acid for a long time. And I would recommend that you take folic acid for around 12 to 18 months, Johnny, to clean out uric acid from the body. Now, I know that you've probably lost somewhere between 20 and 30 kilos in your 16-week program, which is amazing. And I know what that actually makes you in terms of weight. It would be great if you continued on for maybe just another 10 kilos if you've lost 30. That'd be great, because I think that getting you around to that weight, if you can do the maths like I can, then that'd be really, really good for you. That'd be tops. Julie Bennett. Let's open you up, Julie. So, Julie, hey, did you guys go and see a chiro? I don't know whether or not you did, but it'd be good if you did, because I did notice that was there. I suspect you both have actually cut out your alcohol as well, which is really, really important. And I certainly wouldn't recommend, Julie and Johnny, that you guys get back onto alcohol. Not at this stage, not until you get everything super under control and you feel really comfortable with your body. Again, Julie, I had you on PhytoPro. Otherwise, you had the fish oil, you had the female essentials, and you had the vitamin D. I'd stick with those three. So the female essentials, or the fem essentials, Ultra Pure EPA DHA liquid, and the vitamin D from Bioceuticals. Take those three all the time. Your PhytoPro, if your liver's working all right, then that's great. If you're off the grog, then that's fantastic. And you probably don't need to keep going with that, much the same as Johnny. But I suppose if you get your blood reviewed, then we can you know, maybe go through that if you like. Now, Donna, I've got to try and find yours, Donna. Must be ages since no, different Donna. Ages since I did your one, I reckon. Let me just check here, Donna. Wow, I'm going to check somewhere else. This Mac. Donna Ryder, look at that, I found it. That's amazing. Can't believe it. All right, Donna, here we go. You're a body type 4er. And the supplements I told you to take were Good Bugs, Female Essentials, and fish oil. So, you know, in light of what we just spoke about with your hip, I reckon it'd be a really, really good idea for you to keep your fish oil going, Meta EPA DHA. Take the liquid, it would be the best thing. That's the Meta EPA DHA liquid. Take a teaspoon a day, and then also take your Arthrex, A-R-T-H, like anthrax, but Arthrex. So ARTHERX. Take that every single day, and that'll help your joints out. The fish oil will really help your joints out, keep the femur centers going. The other thing to help your joints out is vitamin D, so get stuck into the vitamin D. And you may need to contact Slimu to get some vitamin D. So contact Phyllis and see if she's got some there, because that's what you need. That's what you need. I think there's other stuff I suggested to you to get was horse chestnut. And if you remember back to your health report, the reason why you do that is to strengthen capillaries. And if you've got weak capillaries, whether they're in your legs, your arms, your hands, your feet, or your backside, because some people do get hemorrhoids and piles, those sorts of things. If you've got any weak capillaries where they burst, you might have, you know, bleeding, or you might actually have bruising, then horse chestnut is excellent for your health. It's amazing to help all those sorts of things out. So, you know, consider doing those sorts of things if you've got any kind of weakness of your capillaries. Donna, I would have done mine in 2010. Yep, got it. Julie Bennett, got it. Wendy says, I think good for sellers. Maybe what would you recommend product-wise for vitamin C? You recommend 4,000 milligrams. Is there a powdered version so I can drink on the run? Yeah, Wendy, I would get... The best tasting one is the Bioceuticals one. It's called Ultra Potency. You should be able to get that in any health food store or pharmacy throughout New Zealand, Bioceuticals. If you want to get the Metagenics one, just because it's easy, they've got one called C Ultra Score, but it's pretty good, and that's really, really good. So maybe go for that. Julian Johnny goes, so I've had no alcohol at all over the last 16 weeks. I've not missed it at all. Well done. Thanks so much for the refresh. It was really appreciated. Julie says that. Well done. Guys, we're done. We're at the end of the call. There is no car in Balclutha. Do you know of a good one in Dunedin area or know how we can get one there? His name is Tat Lu. He's in Dunedin. He's in Dunedin. Yeah, Tat Lu, T-A-T-L-O-O. He's got a couple of cars that work with him, and I study with him. He's a nice guy. He's a nice guy, and he's pretty good. He's in Dunedin. I don't know if anybody else that's there, but check it out, Julie. But it's so good for you. If you can get chiropractic regularly, it's just wonderful for your body. Everybody, it's been fun. We're coming to a very big close of the 112-day challenge. It does make me sad because I have enjoyed doing this, and I just realised that this is call number 208. It's quite a few calls, and I have enjoyed it. It's been really good, and I'm going to sign off now, but I'll catch you. I don't know if it's next week, actually. I'll tell you whether or not it's next week. It's not next week. Hang on. Oh, that was the wrong date. It is next week. I'll be on the call next week, so it'd be great to have you all on. Try and all get there. And then the very last 112-day challenge call will be in on the 30th of October. And then we're all done. That's going to be amazing. I can't believe it. We're nearly all finished. So take great care, everybody, and I will catch up with you all soon. See ya. Thanks, Julie, Donna, and Wendy, and Johnny. Thanks, everyone. See ya.